That's the power liftgate on the Highlander Toyota Lotus. It was the 14th best-selling vehicle in the States last year because it has grown with demand. Since it was born in 2001, it got 9 inches longer, 4 inches wider, and put on 660 pounds, though it doesn't like to talk about that. It also grew a third row of seats. It's built on a car platform and is a pleasant thing to drive around. That's the power liftgate on the Venza Toyota Lotus. You might not have heard of it. In 2008, it came out as a bland-looking family crossover built on a Camry platform. America agreed with me about the bland because Toyota never sold more than 55,000 Venzas a year, which are fine numbers for smaller car companies, but Toyota killed it in 2015. So why bring it back? I have two guesses. First, it shares a platform and is a cheaper version of the RX, Lexus's bestseller. It also looks like a bigger version of the Toyota RAV4. Now, the top three vehicles sold in the U.S. last year were full-size pickups, but fourth place was the RAV4. Fifth place was almost 100,000 units back. The RAV4 almost doubles Highlander sales, so even its coattails can be profitable. My second guess? It's cooler this time around. You can only get it as a hybrid, and it's all-wheel drive. It has the power basics and the extra pansy heated steering wheel.
Tune to 91.5 FM.
You can talk to it, and it will talk to you.
91.5 FM.
And it learns your predictable driving pattern and adapts the hybrid charging and discharging when it knows you're coming to that same hill you always do. The glass roof goes from clear to frosted. It vibrates the steering wheel when you drift out of your lane. The stereo lacks a volume knob, which is not cool, but extra cool is it's the loudest system Toyota's ever done. Driving it like we borrowed it for Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.